Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, you're in the clubhouse. Welcome to a best of the Golf Club Show. If you hear me say something like, call in to win a dozen golf balls or call in to qualify for the Hawaiian Airlines trip for two to San Francisco's The Palace Hotel, four nights. I'm not in taking calls. I'm out of the office. This is a best of from shows in the past. I think you're going to enjoy this show. It's an instruction and equipment show with a pinch of fun and irreverence. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment. Then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Alrighty, let's get straight to our guests, but a little bit of background first. Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott founded Vision 54 together and introduced concepts like the Think Box Play Box to the world of golf instruction, influencing some of the top players in the game, including Annika Sörenstam. Before retiring from competitive golf and beginning her second career as a golf course designer and opening a teaching academy, Sörenstam dominated the world of women's golf. She won 72 official LPGA tournaments, including 10 majors, plus 18 other international events, shot a 59 in competition, and made the cut against the men at Colonial. Lynn Marriott is joining us on the show today. She is going to explain what Vision 54 is and how you can use it. It's a very simple approach to golf, not only in golf, but in your everyday life. Mike Johnson is going to join us. He's the equipment editor for Golf World magazine. Every year, Golf Digest magazine puts together its hot list of golf equipment, and they are two together, Golf World and Golf Digest. After extensive testing and use by its highly qualified staff, including Mike Johnson, Golf Digest puts out a magazine issue that's devoted to evaluating the latest equipment on the market, and it's not just the top brands you see advertised. Golf Digest examines products from the up-and-comers, the little companies with specialty items. And, of course, they evaluate the giants, the Titleists, TaylorMades, Nike, Adams, Ping, Bridgestone, Callaway, Cleveland, Cobra, and then rates them all. The irreverent part of the show is something called Golf Stinks. The founder of GolfStinks.com is Greg D'Andrea. When we spoke, he had just returned to the mainland from Maui. He had played several courses, he had a great time, and he couldn't stop saying aloha, even in New York, and they all thought he was crazy. I think you'll enjoy that segment. Golf Stinks, what is it? It's a community with golf course reviews, experiences from recreational golfers, you know, regular people. The majority of golfers on the planet are recreational golfers. Here's an excerpt from What is Golf Stinks? It says, for too long, average hacks, who represent the majority of golfers, have been searching for a community in which they can feel comfortable, a community that doesn't pass judgment, that doesn't push zany game-improving equipment on you, and doesn't overwhelm you with golf instructional tips that typically leave you feeling more confused and frustrated. I think it's funny, since this is an equipment and instruction show, that Golf Stinks should be added to it. Anyway, wrapping up the show is Master LPGA professional Carol Presinger. Now, what I love about Carol and her tips to improve your game is that she takes all of these terms and she breaks them down in very simple, understandable ways. She talks to Well, you know, we're all kindergartners, but she doesn't make us feel like we're kindergartners when she's talking to us. She doesn't talk down to you, and I really like that. So now let's get to our first segment.
Joined now by Lynn Marriott, co-founder Vision 54, author of three books, Every Shop Must Have a Purpose, The Game Before the Game, and... oh, dear, I almost forgot. Yes, it's Play Your Best Golf Now, which is exactly what we want to do. So we're going to talk with Vision 54's Lynn Marriott. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You know, we hear the Vision 54. There's so many gizmos and gimmicks and clubs and all the different things that people try to use to improve their game. And you, people hear Vision 54. Is that something? What is Vision 54?
Funny. Well, it's not a gizmo and it's not a gadget, but it's a belief in possibility. And it actually comes from the idea that we, Pia Nielsen, the other co-founder of Vision 54, we believe that there's a player that will shoot 54 or lower at some point. And we firmly believe in that. But to do that, we had to look at what were things that were holding players back from achieving that, and how did we need to coach that would be different to help players on that journey towards 18 birdies. And I say that it represents possibilities and bringing possibilities to life because for some people that Vision 54 is just playing golf for the first time. Or for some it's breaking 120 or breaking 100 or breaking 90, breaking 80 and so forth. But it's about seeing the future as a future of possibilities. And I'd like to say that why we say that is that so much in golf instruction is around faults and fixes, is that people see all these faults in their game or they see all these things that need to be fixed, and that's their mindset versus looking at possibilities.
So it's having not a dream, but a vision to accomplish a goal, and you set that goal as high as you can and achieve it, and then you can set a new vision.
Absolutely. I mean, people often say, well, what if somebody shoots 53? And we're like, oh, you kind of missed the point. And I think Nicklaus's eclectic score at Augusta was 47. You know, and we'll, I'll just say that another thing that came out of Vision 54 when Pia started this years ago with the Swedish national teams is she was working with players that had all, you know, were quite good players, and they had all, when they looked at their home course, they had all birdied every hole on their home course. So they had, in effect, had already shot 54 or lower, but they hadn't achieved that in the same round. But they knew it was possible, you know, so that's the whole eclectic thing. And
yes.
Again, it's just a mindset of looking at possibilities and what I'm doing well when I play well.
Well, you said earlier, what gets in people's way? What does get in people's way of accomplishing their best?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we found is that, you know, and this has been a collective effort of ours from being a player. Pia was a player on the LPGA Tour. I've been a PGA member, a teacher for over 30 years now, is that there's an incomplete set of skills to actually play the game out there. So many people know they need to learn technique, and technique is incredibly important. But it's only one piece of the game. And then they might know that they need fitted equipment that fits their swing and fits their body. And now, the last 15 years, we've known much more about fitness in golf, that, you know, the whole body-swing connection is that you can't make a swing that your body can't do. So you need to actually figure that out, know what that is, and make some choices accordingly. Just having good technique and having equipment that's fitted and knowing your whole kind of athletic identity is still not enough. You need to learn some actual essential playing skills. And so that's what we really have felt that we bring to the game and we help golfers learn, whether it's a new golfer or it's a tour player who found out that they were like stellar in those other three areas, but they're still shooting high scores for their level of play. So that's in our last book, Play Your Best Golf Now, that's what we've outlined as eight essential playing skills that helps with, some people call it the art of performance.
Lynn Marriott, co-founder of Vision 54 with Pia. What I need to ask you, because the, another thing, we hear Vision 54, and then we hear Think Box, Play Box, Decision Line. Okay, you know, all right, where's my Think Box, where's my Play Box, and where's the Decision Line? I'm confused.
Okay, well, what makes our game different is that the ball is sitting still. And I say our game different, it's different than other sports, where in other sports the ball is moving and you're in a reactive state. So what we found is that golfers actually needed just an essential skill of organizing themselves for every shot. And it's different than like just a pre-shot routine. It's knowing that there's a place where you actually can think about your technique and think about the shot and the yardage and the club you're going to choose. There's, and this is, again, for a new golfer or a touring professional, that there's a place they can cognitively get ready for the shot. And then that cognitive thinking has to stop. It actually has to be completed. And you make a decision, and you step into what we call the play box. And that is this space, this where you set in and you aim your club in a line, and then you actually make your swing or stroke, that you perform. It's your performance space. And every golfer needs to delineate getting ready, preparing for the shot, and then actually stepping in and performing the shot or performing the swing or performing the motion. And, again, one of the things that our industry, meaning the golf instruction industry, has done is they've polluted people's performance space. They've polluted their play box. People walk in performing, still preparing. And some people are still trying to fix their swing while they're swinging, like in that 1.7 seconds that it takes to swing a golf club. So that's what Think Box, Decision Line, Play Box is it's a, just a basic organization that every golfer needs to hit a golf shot
to actually start
playing better golf on the golf course.
Yeah, and when I went to vision54.com, I looked up, I really like what you say. When you're in the Think Box, you look at all the variables, the wind, the lie of the ball, the hazards, and then you verbalize your intentions. I'm going to hit a 6-iron at the tree behind the left corner of the green, and the ball will fade toward the pin and the back line. You know, it's imagine the shot that you're going to hit. That would be the thinking place.
Correct.
And then when you cross that decision line, okay, that's when people say to you, you can't think, you just have to play. So you then, when you get into the play box, you leave, and this is perfect, you leave your indecision behind. Indecision, you know, hesitation kills on the road, almost anywhere, right? And I think it kills your shot the most.
Well, and the tricky thing is let's say we've got the Waste Management Open happening here in Scottsdale this weekend. And, let's say a player steps in, you're going to see it this weekend. They're going to step into their play box, and they're going to be a little indecisive on the read of their putt. So then they'll make their stroke, and, the ball will miss a hole. And then you'll hear the commentators say, oh, let's take a look at that putting stroke. Such and such player just decelerated. So they make a case, and they can make an obvious case that it's technique. The putter wasn't accelerating to the hole. But what caused the deceleration? Well, gosh, it's so obvious what caused the deceleration was the indecision, the hesitation. So players actually need to practice the skill of making the decision and stepping into that play box and going.
Decide, commit, and swing. You say it's as simple as that. There are so many different personalities in this game. And I couldn't help but wonder, as I was reading and preparing to talk to you, what would you do with a personality like a Sergio Garcia, who is emotes so much?
That's fun. We've never coached Sergio, but we've been to Spain. We've been training for the Spanish Golf Federation. We actually coach a couple other Spanish golfers, but we have not coached Sergio. But we talk about him because, to your question, Danielle, what's interesting, he's very emotive. And he's, if you look back when he was a rookie on the PGA Tour, he was God, he was so much fun. I mean, that shot he hit in the PGA Championship behind the trees, and he started galloping out. I mean,
we'll never forget that. Yes.
Yeah, he was a guy having fun, and he's a guy that plays with high adrenaline. And then, you know, we've seen quite the opposite the last couple of years. We've seen a guy that looks more sullen on the course, and he was accused of spitting in the cup and so forth. So here's the thing. Players who are high adrenaline need to still play with high adrenaline. They shouldn't try to calm down, but they actually need to play high adrenaline with positive emotions. And we actually, in our book, outline this as a skill called emotional resilience. Because when we have positive emotions, something gets secreted in the body called DHEA. And DHEA is actually a performance-enhancing hormone. It's banned on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, in the Olympics.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to run out and buy some.
Yeah. Well, you can buy it at Walgreens or CVS, but here's the thing. You secrete it naturally in your natural pharmacy when you experience positive emotions, i.e. Sergio as a rookie at the PGA Championship.
Oh.
So, you know, he still had high adrenaline there, but he was more in what we call in the DHEA zone of performance. And so when players are more, what happens when we're in a negative emotive state, okay, and this could be, again, negative emotions, and it could be anything from rage, anger, frustration, to anxiety, to just kind of apathetic, cortisol gets secreted into the body. And cortisol is a hormone that is often known as a stress hormone. But what cortisol does is it affects a function in the brain, allowing access to the cortex part of the brain. So we have a line at Vision 54 that anger makes us stupid. Because what happens is the cortisol sets off access to this higher brain function. And what happens or resides in the neocortex is fine motor skills, perception, better decision-making, coordination. I mean, sometimes people transition at the top of their swing gets off because they're in too high state of cortisol. So we often use Sergio as an example of a player that had to stay more high adrenaline, but he needs to kick in more of the DHEA, more of the positive emotion side.
You know, and it's easy for us to understand it when we talk about like the, but getting those emotions to stay positive, that's an art. How do you train yourself to
Well, and we're not the happy instructor people, but what we know is that you can at least learn, and it's a skill, you just said it, it's a skill to be neutral or factual to a swing or an outcome you don't like. And that's not being happy about that your ball just flew out of bounds or your ball just went in the water or that you just four-putted. It's just learning to look at it and take the emotion out and just be factual or neutral about it. I mean, I often love talking about Spanish players. I love when Seve Ballesteros is asked, okay, Seve, how'd your four putt? And he goes, I miss, I make.
Well, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when
he didn't say, I'm an idiot, I'm a jerk,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
and yeah.
But that's what we say to ourselves. You know, the things my sister and I sat down over New Year's and said, okay, what are we going to do? What's our resolution? Yeah, I don't like resolutions, but what is our resolution this year? To stop saying bad things to ourselves in our own mind, to stop putting ourselves down. And that's something that golfers, you know, we do it to ourselves every swing. It could have been better. I could have done it better. Instead of just accepting it. So when we watch the professionals, and so many of them have this what we think is a blank look on their face. So that's just them staying neutral?
Yeah, I absolutely. Because, I mean, you know, we're watching them in their workspace, and this is about them performing well at work. And so they have to learn that skill, because if they don't, they're not going to do so well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're just being neutral, many of them. You know, but again, when you do hit a shot that you like, or you make a swing that you like or a stroke that you like, you need to actually create a positive expression, and you need to store that memory. And that's another whole skill, again, we outlined in our last book called The Storage of Memory, because you want to actually start to store those memories so you have access to them in the future.
And that latest book is Play Your Best Golf Now. And we're talking with Lynn Marriott, co-founder of Vision 54 with Pia Nielsen. You have in this book, in Play Your Best Golf Now, a F-16 fighter pilot, something I wanted to be, an opera singer, a dairy farmer, a businessman and woman, teaching professionals, touring pros, all telling us how Vision 54 helped them perform better on the golf course?
Yes. And, you know, that's like typical of who comes to Vision 54. I mean, we do help a lot of tour players, but we have just amateur golfers, newer golfers who come that go, you know, I want to play better golf on the golf course, and I want to enjoy the game more. So, you know, we have some people actually come to us as a last resort, an amateur golfer says, I just can't stand this game anymore. It's killing me. And we help them find their spirit of the game back by learning a couple of skills that they've never actually been a blind spot of how they're going to do that on the golf course. And that's what we say. I mean, back to your question or statement is that, yeah, the range of people, men, women, backgrounds, from new golfer to touring professional to actually the number one player in the world on the women's side, have all come to Vision 54 to learn these skills.
Excellent. Yeah, on Annika Sorenstam, when she shot a 59, she lipped out for a 58. She went to play, I've heard it said, every round her intention, her vision was to shoot a 54. Now my question, and I have so many, how do you recover from the first par? If your plan is to shoot a 54?
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing, Pia has to tell the story, but I'll tell it for her, is that when Annika came off the golf course that day here in Phoenix and shot the 59, the first thing she said to Pia Nielsen was, Pia, you know, I now know it's possible to shoot 54 or lower. Because she said, I know how I got my own way out there. She had 8 birdies in a row, and it started to kind of get to her like, whoa. And she was relieved to make a par on 9, and then she got back on 10 and said, wait a minute, you know, this is the day, and off she went. And uh-huh. Like, you know, she said she lipped out for the 58. But the point is that you don't go out and try to shoot 54. Is that for us, it's having a vision about what your possibilities are.
Excellent.
And then from that vision of what your possibilities are is to distill that down into controllable actions or controllable goals. And then to distill that down into what are the skills that I need to learn to actually lead towards this vision of Vision 54. And so like one of the skills I often say that Annika took to the bank was decision and commitment. It's the second skill we talk about in our latest book. And in fact, when Annika played 1 year at Nabisco, she had underneath the bill of her cap, Face Your Fear, which was, hey, you never know beforehand if you've made the right decision in golf. You know, I don't know if it's 3 balls out or 4 balls out, but you have to make a decision and go for it. That's Face Your Fear. And now you step into that play box and have total commitment. And, you know, Annika sometimes could come off of a golf course and she might have won the tournament, she might not have, but she's played 72 holes of golf and said to Pia, I was decisive on every shot and I committed to my decision for every shot.
Excellent, excellent,
yeah.
Excellent. This is interesting. And if you're thinking about a swing change or fine-tuning that swing that you have, Vision 54 talks about, for you know, don't necessarily change your swing. Go for maybe your balance, your tempo, your tension awareness, your emotional resilience, your clear decision-making, all of those things, you need to work on those first because your swing could be just fine. Now, we're running out of time, and obviously I didn't a lot enough.
I'd love to talk again, Danielle, so we'll make that happen.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And so we have 3 books, and the most recent is Play Your Best Golf Now, and you have Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, The Game Before the Game. Are you planning another?
Yes, we are. And we actually also have an iPhone app out there for those who'd like to know about. And the iPhone app goes with the last book, Play Your Best Golf Now, and there's tons and tons of practice things to do inside that iPhone app. But, yeah, we do have another book planned, and it's actually going to be around how to play better golf on the golf course. Like, how could you learn golf and start to practice golf just going out to the golf course and never having to go to the range?
I love it! Because I don't like the range. I like the course. This is my book.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
So we can get all of that. We can get the app. We can get the books. We can get everything at vision54.com.
Absolutely.
And we can
get to the iTunes.
iTunes store for the app. And what is the name of? Is it Vision 54? Do I look?
Just do a search for Vision 54, and it's the only one there. It'll come up.
Excellent. And if we want to come and learn with you, we can come to Arizona and figure out when a good time would be?
Yes. Yes. We're in Scottsdale, and we're actually in discussions with a couple properties in Hawaii. So it looks like we may be coming to Hawaii sometime, hopefully this year, but for sure in 2014. So.
There's a little monkey inside me that has a symbol that's going binga, 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 binga. All right. Lynn Marriott, Pia Nielsen, Vision 54, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
This is a best of from shows in the past. A best of the Golf Club Show.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
I'm not in taking calls. I'm out of the office. This is a best of from shows in the past. A best of the Golf Club Show.
Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, sir. And it's good to have you on the show. Is the Golf Digest hot list out now?
It is out, and we are getting the reviews on it from folks who did well, some folks who think they could have done better, and... Interestingly, I think this year we had more no-name companies than ever before on the list, and, you know, that's enveloped some discussion as well.
No-name.
Well, I don't know how many people are aware of Flanagan Golf or Byron Morgan Putters, but both of those are on the hot list this year.
In other words, no-name would be people who don't spend a whole lot of money to advertise.
Well, no-name would be, in my opinion, people that... company names that people aren't familiar with. When it comes to the hot list, the advertising really has nothing to do with it.
Excellent. And that's why we like Golf Digest Hot List. Get it. You can either get it on iPad, which is really cool, or, of course, you can get your regular edition. If you have a subscription to Golf Digest, you automatically get to have it downloaded to your iPad. You get it just a little bit quicker. Let's go over some of the big names that we – let's start off with the Nike. The Nike introduction, we haven't talked much about the Nike introduction of Rory McIlroy with the smoke. It was like he was coming right out of the, what is it called, the oven when they introduced him in Abu Dhabi.
Well, you know, that was typical Nike flash and dash. And, you know, personally, I think for a player introduction, probably a little bit on the unnecessary side. But that's what they do. And, you know, it was good to finally get that out there. Obviously, it had been rumored about for a long time. And I was just happy that I never had to write the phrase, supposed to go to Nike or rumored to go to Nike yet again. It was nice just to get it out of the way.
That VS Covert driver, it really may, I mean, I see it everywhere. They're just inundating us with ads. Is it... Yeah, Nike athletes seem to like it an awful lot. Have you tried
it? I have, and it did earn a gold medal on the Golf Digest Hot List and got a great score in the innovation category. And I think it's a driver they should be proud of. I mean, let's be honest. Nike has had some hit and misses in golf equipment. They've kind of struggled at times, certainly with the driver. But this one, I think they've done a lot of things right. I mean, it's certainly noticeable with its candy apple red head and the cavity in the sole. But, you know, they've also done some of the little things that they've struggled with in the past and gotten them right this time. And I think particularly in the sound. I think they've had some issues with sound in the past, and this one actually sounds, to my opinion, and also that of our testers, quite good. And I think that's a very small thing that people sometimes overlook. But golfers know what they like and don't like to hear, and this one I think is pleasing to the ear.
Absolutely. Sound is everything. I tried a putter once, and it was nice, but it sounded tinny, and it drove me crazy. The sound comes to you last. It's not like, you know, you make contact, and the sound doesn't happen at contact. Your ears don't perceive it at that moment. Which I kept trying to tell myself, you know, the sound, Danielle, is not the... But it does. It makes all the difference in the world. And
well, without question. I mean, what people will tell you, and R&D people will tell you all the time, is sound is equated to feel. What people say is a bad feel is often really a bad sound. So, you know, that is how important it is. What you experience is what many everyday players and even tour players experience. If it doesn't sound right, they think it doesn't feel right, and it becomes a non-starter.
This adjustable driver, they talk about it being not just how many ways does it adjust?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, you can adjust it upwards of 80 different ways if you want to with all the various fine-tuning. But I think the big key of adjustability for everyday players is the fact that they should try it. A lot of them don't. Some research shows that of the people that buy adjustable drivers, some 80% never touch it once they put it in a setting. And I'm betting 50% of those people probably don't even know where the wrench is anymore. It's a great tool. It's a great fitting tool. And, yes, you can make the argument if you've been properly fit and they adjust it to that, that should be the last time you ever need to do anything with it. But I think everyday golfers, players evolve. Their swing evolves. Their swing changes. Conditions change. It's worth fiddling around every now and then.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. By the same token, I think as your swing changes, I think you should go back to someone who really knows how to use that wrench and make the adjustments. And then as you learn to tinker with your own tool, then it's safe. Otherwise, you can really get yourself in trouble. But that's just my humble opinion on that one.
Well, no, I agree with that. If you're not comfortable doing it yourself, certainly you probably know someone who does know what they're doing, or certainly the pro or assistant pro at the club you play at knows what they're doing and are happy to help. And it really does work. I mean, there was a great photo on golfwrx.com this week of Phil Mickelson with the wrench in his hand changing the weights out. I mean, if a tour player who's dialed into the utmost degree is out there with a wrench, why isn't an everyday player giving it a try?
Okay. All right. Now, speaking of Phil Mickelson, I think you had a tweet, and I love Twitter because we really get to hear things that you're thinking in the moment about your opinions. And what you said about Callaway and Phil Mickelson, that after what he, you know, his almost 59, he shot the 60 first day at Waste Management Phoenix Open using that Callaway Razor Fit Extreme, and he kissed it. Did he kiss it?
Well, I don't know if he kissed it, but he certainly gave it a kiss with his words. I mean, you know, he went from Phil the Thrill to Phil the Shill in one fell swoop. And I don't say that in a bad way. I mean, Phil Mickelson does what you want your player to do if you're an equipment company. He actually talks about the product by name and hypes it up. And I see far too many guys who are endorsing equipment or endorsing products who will simply just cash the check. Or if they're in an interview setting, they might say something like, man, that putter was really working today, and they fail to mention the product.
Yeah.
If you are an endorser of a product and you really believe in it, get out there and pump it up a little bit. And I have to say, nobody does it better than Phil. He is a master at it. Sometimes it comes across as too commercial, but I think if you're Callaway Golf, you'd rather have that that I'm not mentioning the product at all.
We're talking with Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor. I worked on the Golf Digest Hot List.
This is a best of from shows in the past. A best of the Golf Club Show.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
I'm not in taking calls. I'm out of the office. This is a best of the Golf Club Show.
And let's get to, okay, the three, you know, the Nike, the Callaway. Now, Ping. Ping had to come out with somebody, right? And who do they come out with? It's Michael Phelps, a commitment to Ping for his, his debut on television to try to learn the game.
Well, yeah, and I think what's lost in the fact of that, I mean, is in this era of signings and people making big splashes, what Ping tends to do better than anybody else is retain their players. What got lost in all the Rory signings and Nick Watneys and all that is the fact that this year Ping re-upped Bubba Watson, Louis Oosthuizen, and Lee Westwood. It didn't get a lot of publicity because, A, they did it before the end of the year, and secondly, they were already players who they had relationships with. But fact is, all three of those players' contracts expired, and they were able to re-sign them, and those are three really top-shelf players. The Phelps thing is certainly a little different, but it, as you saw, it generated some buzz, it generated some publicity for him. Outside of professional golf, Phelps is obviously a recognizable name. And I think for probably what I'm guessing is a relatively modest investment, they got a pretty good return on that.
Yeah, and he said some really nice things, like he felt comfortable
with the company because it's very family-oriented. I happened to read that in the interview you had with Michael Phelps.
he was thanks for the, you know, pump up there, but he was actually a real joy to talk to. I spoke with him for about 15 to 20 minutes, and his genuine enthusiasm for the game really came through, and that was refreshing. I didn't know what I was going to get there, and I think that really came through, that he wants to play, he wants to improve. He shares a lot of the frustrations all of us, you know, endure that are everyday players, and then he's hooked in and he comes back for more. I think the relationship with Ping, I think he was sincere. I mean, I know the Ping people pretty well, and that familial atmosphere there. You know, I spent a day with Lee Westwood there about 2 weeks ago, and he spoke of that. I spent a day with Bubba Watson there last June. He spoke of that, and it's sincere. And I think it's a real plus for a company that maybe doesn't have the wherewithal of the TaylorMades or Callaways or Titleist, but they're able to keep these players under contract because they sense that they're part of this larger family.
Yeah, he also talked about the fitting, the Ping, a commitment to custom fitting, how comfortable he felt after his clubs were fit. Hey, everybody listen to this, how comfortable he felt after his clubs were fit. Go have your clubs fitted, for heaven's sakes. He uses a gigantic grip and much longer shafts. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, what you said, Danielle, is absolutely true. There's so many players out there, everyday golfers, that kind of say to themselves, I'm not good enough to benefit from a custom fitting. And that's just hogwash. In fact, the everyday player will benefit more than the tour player because the tour player has the skills to overcome ill-fitted clubs if that were the case. We don't have that skill set. So we need every advantage we can get, and I'm a really big proponent of custom fitting. You know, if you're going to spend $300-$400 on a driver, $600-$800 on a new set of irons, why wouldn't you go get custom fitted? It doesn't make sense. In Phelps' case, he found out he needed that extra large grip. He needed clubs that were 3 degrees upright. That's not a very standard setting. And if he had just had standard clubs, that would be a real problem for him. He also found, because he is 6'4", he needed clubs that were an inch longer. He needed stiffer shafts to help bring his spin rate down. All those things were born out of a custom fitting experience, and it's really going to help him as he, you know, goes on and plays the game.
Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor. Let's change it up a little bit. Right now, the USGA is having its annual meeting, and it was interesting because the biggest splash TaylorMade made in this past month with all the equipment, the show and what have you, was when their CEO came out and talked about the end of the USGA, that it was becoming obsolete, that bifurcation, you know, was going to happen no matter what. What did you think of his statements on that?
Well, obviously, I have the highest respect for Mark King. He's a brilliant guy who's been in the industry a long time and certainly knows his stuff. That said, I think that call might be a little bit premature. For starters, I don't hear a lot of everyday players talking about their hatred of the USGA or how they feel they're holding them back. I don't think bifurcation is inevitable. You know, as for the USGA going away, I think golfers are conditioned to play by the rules, or at least think they're playing by the rules, right? No one, yeah, we rake in the four-footer, maybe take a mulligan or whatever, but we all think kind of at our base we're playing by the rules of golf. And I think this is particularly true in the area of equipment, because if it weren't, golfers would be using the Polara ball and the Robin Hood balls that go further. They would be top sellers. The Callaway ERC2, when it came out, would have been a runaway hit. Instead, it was a commercial flop. And I think it's not just convincing one person that it's okay to play outside the rules. It's convincing four people. All it takes is one player in a foursome to look at another and say, hey, you have a non-conforming driver there or a non-conforming golf ball, and it's coming out of the bag. I don't think it's as easy as put forth to just say it's going away. The USGA will become irrelevant. I don't believe that. The game needs a governing body, and I think people respect the USGA's authority as the governing body, even if they don't particularly agree with everything they do.
Cindy Davis, Nike's CEO, she talked about how it behooves everyone in the game to grow the game, to get more people to play the game. Now, the question is, how are we going to get more people into the game? I sometimes think the rules of the game stifle the growth of the game, because people tend to think that they have to know this entire rule book to get out and play it. I think we should tell people, listen, go out. Here are some of the basic things you need to know about a golf course. Here's a club. Here's a ball. Let's go for the green.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think we can sum it up in a word or two words, and that's intimidation factor, right? I think people are intimidated a bit by the game. They're intimidated by the rules. They're intimidated by the perceived formality of the game. They're intimidated a little bit by the other people who are out and more versed in the game that are playing it. The fact is, I think the game would grow if you did with beginners a lot what I did with my son when he first wanted to play. You know, I took him out to the middle of the fairway and teed up the ball there so he's not slashing it around in the rough or holding up the golf course. And as he got better, we kept moving back, moving back, moving back. You know, it also didn't matter if he five-putted or hit out a turn or whatever. The idea was to have fun. And I think we need to extend this a little bit more to adults. And what I like to call, you know, kind of a snobbery of golf, which is, it's not a socioeconomic snobbery. It's a snobbery that a lot of better players don't want to play with less skilled players. And I've seen it happen at my golf club where some guys are almost outcast because they don't play well. Well, that doesn't help anybody, because those players are then going to become disillusioned. The game won't be fun. They'll seek to quit the game instead of stay with it. And then it has the ripple effect, right? No green fees, no club fees, no cart fees, no equipment sold, no food and beverage sold in the restaurant. We need people to play the game and stick with the game. And to do that, I think we all need to relax just a little bit.
Excellent. Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor, Golf Digest Hot List. A couple of things just real quickly, because I have to go into a break. And right now, Lynn Marriott's going to teach us a little bit about Vision 54 coming up. But first, tell me, should Vijay Singh be suspended for using deer antler spray?
I think, you know, what we saw with Doug Barron got a year's suspension. I think if, you know, all the evidence holds up and points to the fact, you know, that Singh did use a banned substance, and, you know, I don't see how you can't. You know, the precedent with Doug Barron has kind of already been set.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in my opinion, if the evidence holds up, and, you know, Vijay doesn't seem to be denying the fact that he used this product, and apparently the product does have a banned substance, if those are the facts, I think you get the same punishment Doug Barron got.
There we go, and thanks so much for being on the show. We'll do this again.
Look forward to it, Danielle. Take care.
Thank you very much. Mike Johnson, Golf World.
This is a best of from shows in the past. A best of the Golf Club Show.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather trim seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, The Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
I'm not in taking calls. I'm out of the office. This is a best of the Golf Club show.
There is nothing that you have to do in golf but to have fun. Really. And that's why I'm introducing you to Greg D'Andrea, golfstinks.com. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. Did you just come back from Kapalua? You're sounding way too aloha.
I know. I can't get away from it. I never said aloha before in my life, and now I say it every time I say hi to someone. And people on the East Coast look at you like, who is this guy? Have five heads? I'm in that East flight, by the way. That would be me.
Me too.
I'd be right in that East flight, packing up that course. But having a good time doing it.
Now, come on, this is a golf show. We're all about, yay golf. Golf stinks?
Yeah.
Why? What?
So have you ever hit a shot or had a bad round and just thought to yourself, this game stinks? Golf stinks is a phrase that a lot of us average hacks, and let's face it, most of us are average hacks. Out there, we think that to ourselves a lot of times on after a bad shot or a bad round, but we keep coming back for more because there's always that one shot or that one round that we say, hey, this game is awesome. So we've taken this whole ideology of, I think it's this game, but love it, embraced it. And so that's what we're all about.
So if I go to your website, what am I going to find?
Well, there's a couple things you're going to find. The golfstinks.com site, you're going to find a way to sign up to become a member for free. Everything on our site is free. Once you become a member, you will have access to our course database. We have all 18,000 or thereabouts courses in the United States, plus some outside of the U.S. You can research the course you want to play. If you're visiting the mainland, let's say, and you're going to, you're going to Arizona or something, you want to figure out what course you want to play, you can research all that there. After you play it, you can review the courses that you've played. You can create your own profile. It's your golf bio profile. And you can connect with golf buddies. And, it's really like a social site for golfers. And it doesn't give you any swing advice. We're not the kinds of people that are going to give you self-help tips, because we don't know how to help you. So it's really just about having fun. And also on the site, you're going to get a link to our blog, which has become somewhat popular over the last couple of years. And you can go to golfstinks.com to get that link, or it's golfstinks.blogspot.com. And that's the same thing. That's where we preach our ethos, that you don't have to be great in this game to love it.
All right. So why would I have we were talking about putting something, a bio on your site, keeping record. What am I going to keep? I'm not going to put my scores down.
Well, no, of course not. You're going to make things like how many balls do you lose in an average round?
Oh.
What kind of crappy garage sale equipment do you have? Things like that go in your bio. Things you want to share. What was your favorite, what was your favorite experience playing golf? Or have any funny stories playing golf? Or what's your dream course? Or what's your most fun foursome that you can think of? If you had a dream foursome, who would that foursome consist of?
Okay.
So those are the kinds of questions you can answer and put up on your golf bio page.
Okay. So how many balls? I like that. I lost. That's good. I had a guest earlier. Laura said she doesn't ever look for golf balls. I can't afford not to. unless I went and got it, there's the baskets over at some place you can go back, the ones, the divers who go down and retrieve golf balls.
Right.
By the way, just in case you didn't know this, there are people, and they make a living. They go into the ponds, and diving equipment,
They go down and they literally clean out the ponds because, you know, how many, eventually they'd fill up these golf courses, these ponds would fill up with lost golf balls. And they go and get thousands and thousands, and then they take them and they resell them. And for like 10 cents each, right? And then the golf course, different places where you can go, you can buy them for like 25 cents a ball. Some of them are in pretty good shape. So you can go and get a whole bunch of those, and then you don't have to worry. There goes the golf ball. Oh, well, you know, yeah.
My blog post on Friday, so yesterday, was about things you lose on the golf course. And, of course, I talk about club head covers and, you know, you left your wedge on the fringe or something. But I end the post with a whole thing about how the most things that we lose on the golf course, we don't even think about, we don't even care about, they're golf balls. 300 million in estimate, 300 million golf balls are lost in the U.S. every year. That's crazy. So I actually say to the folks in my post, go ahead and support buying recycled and refurbished golf balls. Studies have shown that they're not any less playable than the ones that are new. And you'll be helping not only your wallet, but the planet, too. So those are good things to do.
Yeah, especially us hackers. Like, we're going to be able to... How many of us can actually compress a ball?
I might be 10% of that 300 million.
It
might be me.
Sure. But you know what I'm saying? We can't compress a golf ball when we hit it. If we're lucky.
Exactly. We shouldn't be playing with any more than a two-piece ball. That's it. That's all. That's the why waste your money?
Yeah. There you go. So there's some advice. You don't need to go. It's probably not going to help your game. The best thing you can do is go take that $60 and take a lesson.
Exactly. There you go. And your local pro.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to improve your game, otherwise, just go get some balls and go hit them around the golf course and have a good time. Dude, that's the focus of this show, is going out and going onto a golf course and having some fun. Now, you do need to know the etiquette.
Oh, that's a big thing for us. So we've written many blog posts about how we're, you know, we come off very, you know, lighthearted and somewhat sarcastic and snarky with the PGA Tour, but to be honest with you, our big thing is you need to learn how to play this game before you do anything. As a matter of fact, I've written extensively about how, you know, before you even take a swing, you should read up on the etiquette or have someone teach you the etiquette of the game. I recently just wrote a post that that blamed golfers, current golfers, for the poor etiquette and slow play problem that we have in golf now, because it's on us to be responsible to teach newcomers to the game how to properly do etiquette in this game. Because etiquette is more than half the game. So that is that's something that we really jump on. I mean, no one is offended at foreplay. Everyone is offended at slow play.
Slow play?
Have to know.
Yes.
Have to know the etiquette.
Okay. Now, define etiquette. I mean, etiquette almost sounds, off-putting.
Yeah.
As the book of rules, you know? I got to know the etiquette.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
I think there's some people that take it too far, but I think people that, you know, I think if you're just respectful of your fellow golfer, that's all you need to know. And obviously a little bit of the golf lingo, so you have to understand how to operate around a green. And that's something that comes, people don't know that when they learn golf, but that as they're learning golf, they understand why it's important not to step in someone's liner, why it's important to pick up if you're taking a 12 on a hole to the next hole. Your scorecard's not going to get affected at that point, you know? Just go to the next hole and forget about it.
Yeah. Golf Digest has a great article right now about the different types of people that you find on a golf course. And one of them is the guy that will not pick up under any circumstances.
Yeah. It's the guy that tells everybody, oh, you know, I don't know what's going on. I usually shoot 75 at this course, you know. And he's dressed up and, you know, from head to toe and $1,000 worth of merchandise. But, you know, those are the people we're talking about.
Yes. You know, so when you talk about not getting in someone's line, explain that.
To the newbies to the game, it's basically you don't want to make if it's a nice green and it's been manicured, kind of like the greens I just played in Maui, you don't want to step in someone's line and make an indentation in the green so that if they're putting to that hole and you just step in the process of where they'd be putting, it would knock their ball off course. So these are the little things that you have to learn once you get introduced to the game. And I say, those are things you need to learn while you're on the driving range. Even if you're not, or on the putting green, you learn etiquette on the putting green and the driving range so that when you're ready to go out into the course, you can enjoy yourself, not feel rushed, because you know if you see someone waiting on the tee behind you, it's time to pick it up and move on. And that's the kind of mindset we have to have when we're beginners, not that, you know, not getting frustrated that I'm playing too slow and people behind me are yelling at me. I think if we just had that mindset that right from the beginning that I am a new person playing this game and I need to heed to my fellow golfers and respect my fellow golfers, I think we'd be in much better shape all around. Tee times would be, courses would be letting more foursomes go through because, you know, people would be playing faster and people would be getting frustrated waiting for foursomes deep on a tee box somewhere.
Yeah. All right. So what are you going to write about Kapalua?
Oh, yeah. I was nice enough that I was going, I knew I was going to Maui and I was nice enough to connect with Dustin over at Kapalua, and he got me out on the bay course. I know the plantation course is the bigger course and the course on the tour, but the bay course is there an LPGA tour that stops there every year, or I know the LPGA has played there.
Okay, the LPGA played the bay course. The PGA
right.
Tour plays Kapalua.
The plantation.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and so the Kapalua has two courses. They have the plantation course. They have the bay course. So I played the bay course. Dustin was nice enough to get us out there. And, you know, that course is amazing. I like that course because it plays out into the ocean. I live in Connecticut, which is on the Atlantic. And honestly, there are not too many courses that play out into the ocean in Connecticut. So to play out into, you know, there's about two or three holes. One hole, a par three, you go right over, you know, right over the beach there and the rocks. And it's very nice. And, really, what an experience. We took a lot of pictures. We're going to be writing a post about it on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, talking about our experience at Kapalua. They've gotten all new carts, and I've never seen this. They've got, I've seen GPS systems in carts before, but these GPS systems, they're like flyovers of the hole. And, you know, they've got them all. I've gotten water bottles before when I've gone to nice courses, you know, and they're put in the right into cup holders and dashed. These things, they actually have a cooler on every cart that has ice in it with your water. It's a high-end establishment, let me tell you. And the people there are great. They, you know, the people that take care of your clubs. I rented some clubs there, and Titleist, you can't go wrong with. So, anyway, great experience at Kapalua. Definitely recommend getting out and playing. You know, if you don't want to, or can't get into the plantation course, the bay course is definitely a good alternative. It's got those holes on the water.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Greg D'Andrea, I'm glad you're not telling us exactly what you're going to write. I'm looking forward to reading it at golfstinks.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Very good. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, KTOH, FM1, Princeville. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
This is a best of from shows in the past. A best of The Golf Club show.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
I'm not in taking calls. I'm out of the office. This is a best of the Golf Club show.
Carol Presinger, Director of Golf Instruction at Kiowa, a master LPGA teaching and club professional, served on instruction panel for Golf for Women magazine, contributor to Golf Digest, Golf Magazine, and you've seen her probably on Golf Channel during instruction shows with Kelly Tillman and Mike Ritz. She grew up in the game with her father, a retired life member of the PGA, gave it a shot on the tours, and decided on instruction. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. And I've got the book, Golf Magazine's The Best Instruction Book Ever, the expanded edition. It is chock full of interesting tips, but I like yours very, very much. In fact, I like one of yours the best, or maybe both of these. Okay. Excellent tips. First of all, how to fix a faulty setup. Now, how many of you have stood there with your ball on the tee and you're going, all right, are my feet far enough apart? Are my hands too close to my body? Should I put them out there? Let's see now, where's that ball supposed to be? Is it supposed to be? You've got the solution. Tell us, how am I going to figure all that out in the quickest, easiest way?
Well, there's a lot to think about, isn't there? But
yes.
we want to try to simplify it. And when we're thinking about tips, we want to think outside the box, because some of these same old that you've heard for decades doesn't work anymore. And we know that a lot of people read Golf Magazine, and if they have a magazine in their hand, what you could simply do is take it and open it up and put it down on the floor between your feet. And that will give you a parameter as to how wide your stance needs to be. You can also use the inside of the edge of the magazine to see where your hands are falling, because we want your hands and arms to hang. We want your hands to hang somewhere between your shoulders and your chin. And when you set up, standing above that magazine, straddling that magazine as if you're reading it with it open, your hands should fall on the inner bottom part of the magazine. Your eyes should feel like, when you bend forward for your posture, that your eyes are over the top line of the magazine.
Uh-huh.
So that's one way you can use something as simple as a magazine to help you find a good starting point for a good setup.
That's great. I just did it.
And it has to be, you don't have to be an athlete, but you need to get into an athletic position.
Okay.
So
you kind of
want,
yeah, go ahead.
We want you to feel engaged when you do it.
How do I know I'm engaged?
You want to, it's kind of like being on the opposite end of the court of Roger Federer, and he's about to serve a tennis ball to you. So you better be ready.
That is perfect. That was beautiful. I love how you describe things. This is, if you can get it, this is, and I'm sure you can, this is the best instruction book ever from Golf Magazine. Really, it in each page, there's a couple of great tips. And I found this one on page 41 of the book, How to Fix a Faulty Setup. And it's just so perfect. You just take a magazine and you look at the picture, you see your stance is beautiful, of course.
And
you see exactly, I mean, it's so simple. A magazine put between your feet, you can see exactly where you're supposed to be. Now, this one really threw me, okay? I think this is on like 90, 91, something like that. I don't think it's 41 and 91, but you get the message. How to increase your swing speed. Everybody wants to increase their swing speed because they want solid contact with that ball. They want to watch it fly. So everybody, of course, you know, thinks they're going to muscle it. Sure, right? You're going to go to work it out in the gym, get really strong. You're going to be able to use that club, hit that ball. Maybe not.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is you can swing as fast as Tiger Woods or Rory or Suzanne Pedersen, but if you're not hitting the ball solid, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. Okay. So what's the solution here? How am I going to get faster?
How do you want to – fast club head speed. Your hands and arms have to be swinging fast. We want that. But your body has to be moving in a certain sequence in order for you to take all the torque you create in rotation and the leverage you create with your elbows and your wrists. You need to use your dynamic balance properly to deliver all that energy from the torque and the leverage through the club head shaft down there to that club head. And how you're going to do it is using the big muscles of your glutes and your quads and your hamstrings. And you need to get to your target side first, early. It's just like throwing a football. Bowling. Even, I bet, in Hawaii, when you're surfing, you have to use your feet for balance.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to use the energy properly to take your big muscles of the lower body, shift into your target side, which will drop all that torque and leverage in a position for you to deliver it through the bottom of the swing arc.
You know, when you said that, I was thinking of Rory McIlroy's swing. You really can see him do that.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, wow. Dustin Johnson, he's another one. But how about when you're increasing your swing speed with your fingers? Don't your fingers play a role in that?
Well, to be able to release the energy that comes from your body up through your arms to your hands, the best place that we like to see golfers place the handle of the club is more in the fingers, not up across the palm. And typically, we've always called that a weak grip when the handle of the club is diagonally up across the palm. When it's lying in the fingers, your wrist can cock properly, hinge, break, whatever you want to call it. And you've got to be able to get down in there and release. The arms rotate, and the wrist hinge has to release, and you square that club face up and hit it solid and centered in the face. So you combine the two. You create speed and energy, and you're also hitting it more solid.
So when I was reading your tip about how to increase your swing speed, you know, it's in the fingers, too. You said the palm grip, that weak grip, the palm grip creates tension?
Yes, when the handle is up across the palm, and if you were looking at your left hand and you see your thumb, we call those pads right where your wrist ends and your palm begins. We call the pad near your thumb the toe pad, and the pad on the inside of your palm, the heel pad.
The little finger, yeah.
And yeah, across from the little finger. And we want you to hold that handle underneath those pads. And that's where, when all your fingers are wrapped around that handle with both hands, you have an equalization of pressure. And when the club's up in the palm, Daniel, everybody holds on tighter, and the tension creeps up through the forearm muscles into the shoulders. Tension restricts motion. That's a law of physics. So if you don't have that handle of the club placed properly based on your own size hands, the length of your fingers, the width of your palms, then you're going to create pressure, and pressure kills club head speed.
Oh, look at this. Are you learning? I am. Okay.
And the easiest way to quantify that is if you can feel the weight of your club head, then your grip pressure is okay. But if you cannot feel anything down there at the end of the shaft, you're probably holding on too tight.
Ah, now tight. Sometimes doesn't the grip, the size of the grip, influence how you're holding on to that club?
It can, but it's really more of the texture of the grip, and that's where a lot of companies now are making these tacky, spongy, softer grips that where you don't have to squeeze the daylights out of it.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, in other words, it's not necessarily, you know, a long time ago I was playing tennis and I got a grip. My hands are big. You do need to think about that depending on the size of your hands. But more importantly, you're saying it's the tackiness of the grip so that your skin is making contact so you don't feel like you have to hang on to it with your muscles?
Yes, exactly. But you have a fitting variable there with the grip size. And sometimes women have long fingers.
Uh-huh.
And a women's standard grip is too small. And so what that does, it doesn't really tighten up the hands. It will make you release it. Even with a guy, if a grip diameter is too small, your hands will turn too quickly. You'll shut down the face and probably spin the ball to the left. Just the opposite. I have small hands, and I play with men's length clubs. So when they put a men's grip on the club, they have to stretch it an inch so it makes it a little bit smaller for me to hold on to.
Stretch
because
it?
They can't get a lady's grip on a men's shaft, so they have to stretch the grip to make it smaller.
Interesting. See, this is this is part of club fitting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You have to have equipment that encourages your performance, no matter what handicap you are.
Oh, I like that. Have equipment that encourages your performance. It's not going to make you a super player, but it'll encourage your body to play better.
Yes. Absolutely. You don't want any excuses out there.
No. No, we've got to. Now, you know, one thing that you mentioned about the torque. And I'm going back to swinging. Mm-hmm. Some people listening may not be able to do that torque thing anymore, you know?
Right.
So, you know, all that twisting, it's really great. And you watch it on television, you go, gee, my body doesn't do that anymore. I feel like it could, but in actuality, you know, okay, it's not gonna. So what do you recommend for people who don't have the ability to do that twist?
Okay. When you look at a golf swing motion, you're looking at rotation, dynamic balance, which is your, you know, lower body weight shift, and then your arms create width and your levers create leverage. So if one of those things can't work, for example, rotation, then you've got to make the most out of your balance and your leverage. Usually we see people who have limitation with their rotary motion. They either can't rotate to the right as far, but their rotation to the left is very good, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can rotate to the right, but they can't get through to the left. So if you can rotate more away from the target, then close your stance and get the most out of that torque, and then use the leverage that you have with your arms to strike the ball. If you just the opposite, if you find you can't rotate, as a right-handed player, if I couldn't rotate back very far, but I can rotate to the target, I am going to probably square up or open my stance, set my levers up, and then use rotation to go forward. But you have to be careful. You always have to check with your doctor if you have issues with the back.
Thank you.
That's the last thing we want you to do is go out there and try something that your body won't let you do.
Exactly. Yes.
So
it's really important.
The key is, if you can't rotate, we know that the way to hit a ball solid and compress it is to have the majority of weight on your target side. So if you can't rotate and shift, you better set your weight, preset your weight on your target side and keep it there.
And that way,
you can take those arms and swing up and down and get that ball on a descending blow. You're not going to hit it as far, but at least you'll hit it solid and up in the air.
Watch Arnold Palmer. Seriously. I mean, you know, maybe he'll be a little bit more limber because he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
But he adjusted his swing so that he could still play given his physical limitations. This is Carol Presinger, and you can find Carol's website, Carol, PreisinGer.com. She is a master LPGA teaching and club professional. You're not on Twitter, are you?
No, I gave the tour, my tour card, a try way back in the mid-80s. And, you know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the discipline to practice and that fire in your belly to, you know,
yes.
At that time in my life, I didn't have that.
You mean,
and I don't care how good you are, you've got to want it so bad to make it out there. And, you know, I found out that I like being in one place. So I'm doing okay where I am.
It's interesting that you should say that, because when I was speaking with Ron Syrak earlier, we're talking about Michelle Wee. And the question, she liked being at Stanford. It was having a family in one place and being, you know, centrally located rather than, as he said, going on the road as a circus, you know, one stop, two stop, three stop, constantly picking up and moving on and never having anything but the traveling circus that travels with you. And if that's not a homey feeling for you, it's not going to work. Now, Stacey Lewis, there's a girl who really wants it, who's really comfortable in her surroundings, who loves what she's doing. And most of the top players are like that. They've really adjusted, at least for the time being. At least that seems to be the feeling I get. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. You're just You're wonderful, the way you bring it down to earth. I have enjoyed this thoroughly. You can find also all the tips that we've been talking about in this great book, and it's not something that you're going to pick up and read in one. It's not one of those books. This is one of those books that you open up and you look for what you need, or maybe you don't even know what you need.
It's got all these little gems in it, so you're going to find something in there that's going to help you, that's going to click when you read it, and it's going to make a world of difference.
I'd love to have you on the show again.
Thank you. I'd love to come back on.
Wonderful, Carol Presinger. Thank you. The director of golf instruction at Kiowa. Maybe I can even get down and visit so you can actually show me all those tricks with the magazine and what have you.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you here. The resort is hosting the PGA Championship in August, and anytime you want to come to the Kiowa Island Club, you just call me and let me know.
Absolutely fabulous. Carol, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
This is a best of from shows in the past. A best of The Golf Club show.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Welcome back to the best of The Golf Club.
We're joined now by Ken Barley. Ken Barley, photo ball marker. You want a great present, not just for, you know, the holidays, but this is a great present year-round. This is a great birthday present for your golfer, for your non-golfer. Ken Barley, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Glad to be with you.
So if you wanted to get this really cool present for someone who doesn't, and they don't have to play golf. Okay.
That's correct. And, now, yeah, matter of fact, if you load up about four or five ball markers and you put a keychain in there and a necklace, you have the perfect gift for Grandma and Grandpa right there. We also did some corporate ones. We've made some corporate ones for you guys, for your sponsors.
Absolutely, and they love them. They love them. And now, explain what this photo ball marker is.
It's a one-inch diameter. It's epoxy domed, and it's very, very, very shiny. And it's a one-inch ball marker. It has a photo totally sealed within a UV-protected cover, so they last a long, long time. They're all handcrafted. We make them all by hand. And then we also on the back of the ball marker, we have a little Lyman arrow. And one thing Char does with that Lyman arrow is when your ball is in line with somebody else's line on a putt, then you move it like one putter head to the right or left, and then she turns her marker over and has a Lyman arrow point right back toward the original spot.
That's cool. How do we get to you?
Actually, it's very easy. We have a special page for your listeners, Golf Club. photoballmarker.com. That gets your listeners $5 off on an order, and they know they're in the right place because they see a great looking banner at the top of it with I believe it's your smiling face on, if I remember right. And they can build their order right there. And if they want to go to one of our other order options, they type in promo code The Golf Club, and then they'll get $5 off their order that way. And from Char's visits, we get several orders from Hawaii each time, and Hawaii is one of our best states thanks to you and Char having visits in the past. So we're excited to be talking with you.
Photoballmarker.com. Photoballmarker.com. It's P-H-O-T-O, and that's it. Photoballmarker.com. Get your pictures. Be ready to make a great gift for someone. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Well, that's our Best Of show, and I want to thank all of our guests for being on the show with me, not just during this Best Of, but when they were originally on the show. First of all, Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, Vision 54. And let me just tell you, you know, the think box, play box in life, when you prepare to do something, like in golf, you're standing outside the tee box, so to speak. You're preparing for the presentation you're about to make. You think about what you're going to do, how you're going to say it, how you're going to talk to the kids about what they've done or what their goals are, what your goals are, what you want to do. How are you going to present the boss with this proposal that you've got? Or how am I going to ask for a raise? All of these things we deal with on a daily basis. So you're in your think box and you're thinking about your strategies. And then once you enter the play box is doing. All those thoughts need to just go away. And you just have to get into the moment and just do it. And trust that all of that preparation that you've done, all the thinking that you did, is going to take care of itself as you go through the motions of doing it. So stop thinking when you're in the moment, because you know what? Anytime you think when you're in the moment, you're going to get messed up because you're thinking and there's too much going on with your thoughts and your speaking and your tongue tied and pretty soon you think you're going down the toilet and you're not making any sense. Probably, you know, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next. Okay. I want to thank Mike Johnson. He's the equipment editor at Golf World. Really nice person. He goes to all of the majors. He is on the scene and knows the business from the equipment and the game side. Always great insight. Carol Presinger, great to have you on. She has a beautiful school, southern part of the country. If you'd like to know more about her, you can find her at carolpresinger.com. She's a really great person, and you can find the book Golf Magazine. Put that one out. And Golf Stinks, Greg DeAndrea, you're a beauty. Thanks so much for being on the show and for visiting Hawaii and for telling everybody in New York City, aloha, even though they thought you were absolutely out of your mind. I want to thank the people for making this show possible. Acura of Honolulu, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu, the golf club is, and now more than ever, choosing an Acura makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. The Acura RLX, RLX Advance, go check them out, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a really cool car. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's gorgeous. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golfing experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Well, first of all, you go in, get your property threat and risk assessed. That's what that means. Then you go and find out what kind of protection you need for your home or your business or the concert that you're putting on or a special event. Star Protection, what you need here in Hawaii and in California. And I'd like to thank Avancé. Color, cut, silkening technology, extensions, manicures, pedicures. When I see Deb at Avancé and she takes care of my hair, I just feel like I'm at home. I want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Oh, before I go, Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here. They're our anniversary flyaway partner, flying you in exceptional comfort to the mainland, whether it's New York, San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, Portland, San Diego, internationally, whether it's Japan, Samoa, Guam, Tahiti, Tonga, Manila, Seoul, and now to New Zealand. Of course, you can also go to Neighbor Island on Hawaiian Airlines. But thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.